The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You think it's only on social media? Sometimes you probably think it's fake. You know all the Karen videos?
Oh, yeah.
No, Automatic got Karen'd at the Major League Baseball park. It's Friday. I can't wait for him to tell you the story. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I am the one who's been Karen'd, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. Tell him the story, Otto.
So there's been enough time that I can let you know what happened. So I was
without being angry about it. Well, yes.
One thing is Karen's follow up, so you got to make sure you give it a good amount of time.
You better get it right.
It's all clear, okay? All so. Right. A couple weeks ago, I was DJing for the Minnesota Twins. This woman walks into the stadium where they have the DJ booth is close to the entrance to one of the entrances at the stadium.
Okay.
I'm playing Snap Your Fingers at the time from Little John.
So you're playing hip-hop. Nice, you're showing up. You're playing a little hip-hop.
It's still 30, 45 minutes before the game starts. She literally walks up to the DJ booth and gives me two thumbs down.
In my face, yes.
And I'm like, all right. So I was of course I reacted to it like I was a little hurt. And then I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let her get away with that. So I dead the music for the entire stadium. And I tell her, hey, would you like if I went to your crappy job and gave you two thumbs down at your desk?
No.
And she,
come on, Karen.
And so she responded with, why don't you try it? So, okay. So I put up the song and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let her get the last word in. So I pulled the music down again. And I said, do you realize how entitled you must feel to come up to me while I'm DJing here at a major league park and you get to pick the music you think what you say is the right music to play? I'm a professional. I get paid to do this. And I'm going to let you know something else, Karen. This ain't Facebook. So if you got a response, I'm coming back even worse.
Oh. And what did she say? Who was with her? What happened?
So her friend actually grabs her and pulls her away from me. And then another woman came up to me and gave me two thumbs up and said, I love the way you handled that.
Yes!
Dang. Sometimes you just got to fight a Karen with a Karen. You went full Karen on her. And
I had to pull the hair out of my eyes and let her know.
So why do you think she was upset in the first place?
Because she don't like hip-hop. She was an older lady. She was probably in her 60s. And, you know, to play hip-hop at a Major League Baseball game is not something they always do. And not for the Twins either, because the Twins is very... I mean, Minnesota's super white.
But their players aren't.
Well, that's the reason why they're bringing in special guest DJs is to have like a different flavor.
Some diversity.
Yeah, and to have like some sound like 2021 instead of sounding like 1960.
It wasn't that bad.
It was a little worse than what.
But I toned it down for the radio. He toned it down. We can't be saying some of the words that Karen was saying and whatnot. And I do recall that you said that you felt okay after because you felt like you had defended yourself rightfully. So you're like, she can't be doing that kind of thing.
Well, and then she was like, I'm gonna go tell the blah blah blah, and I was like, I don't care, I don't work for the Twins, they can fire me today.
Stand up for yourself against all Karens in the world. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Punctuation Day.
Okay. Period. Take that.
Punctuations matter.
Period. It does. And we'll wrap it up on National Kiss Day, or it's also known as National Love Note. So write one out if you want to, even if you're in jail.
Feel free to pass that kite. Yeah, pen yourself a letter or pen it to somebody you love, and I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for your Down in the DM breakdown here inside the Dana Cortez Show. Earlier this week, when this guy called, things got crazy.
So my girl is a dancer at this pretty big club, and she's always dancing with these like really rich and famous guys. She told me she's going to go see her mom, right? And she'd be gone for like 3 days. Then when she was there, she said that she got sick and she ended up spending like a week there.
What's the problem with that? That's her mom's house. She's sick. She wants to be with mama.
Well, no, I don't think she went to her mom's house as a thing. I think she went with one of these guys from the club on this all expenses paid trip.
Oh, and sadly, she did. It went down in the DM. Here's how the down in the DM ended.
I didn't do anything with him. He's hooking up with Stephanie. He just let me and Destiny come with, so she felt the
and all three of you guys.
Baby, don't talk like that. I had to go. I didn't cheat on you. It was a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Oh, well, I will hope that once-in-a-lifetime trip was worth it, because I'm done with you. It's over, Gia.
He broke up with her, even though she didn't cheat when we were on the call.
She said she didn't cheat.
No, she didn't. She didn't know we were who we were, and she said, oh, no, I'm not comfortable going by myself unless Stephanie's going. Period.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So she did. We established that she didn't cheat. However, he didn't care about that. He said, you lied.
Therefore,
we're done. All right. So I want you to think about it. I want you guys to really mull this around in your minds. is it really worth breaking up over? She didn't cheat or he didn't cheat. Ladies, think about it that way. They just wanted to really experience something that otherwise they would have never been able to contemplate it. We'll be right back. It's your Down in the DM breakdown only here inside the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So the fact of the matter is, during the Down in the DM, we found out she absolutely had no kind of, you know, relationship with the man at all. So she's just told a little white lie.
I mean, at this point, I don't even consider her word to have any value.
Is that man, that rich man who she's not going to have anything to do with, is it worth losing your girl over?
So I've been looking at it at both angles. Like, if I was the girl and somebody's like, yo, let's take a first class trip to Paris. I'm paying for everything.
Private jet,
you're
man.
You're getting the works with all your friends. Tons of memories. I could see why she said yes. But at the end of the day, looking at it from the guy's perspective, he can't trust anything she says from here on out because he knows she can be bought.
Is it the trust, or does he feel inadequate because he can't do that for her?
It's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both, but you can't date a liar. You can't commit to a liar. So, Otto, you've flown out some women before, right? You've done some things before, right?
No.
Right? Answer the question, bro. How many of these women have you said, hey, you know what? This is just platonic.
Well, this was obviously way before Dana and I were married, but... Never and none. Yep. None of them. No.
You never,
I never had.
Yeah, but you're not a rich.
I'm not a rich guy either, though. Yeah.
These guys, Anthony, let me tell you something. I do have a friend who likes to hang out with wealthy guys. She travels all over the world. You go to her Instagram, she's one of those chicks that's, you know, in Aruba one weekend and Paris the next. And these men, they just want to be.
Your friends are hookers. How do you?
Maybe.
How
whatever.
Do you not believe this?
But I'm telling you now, a lot of these men just want these beautiful women around them.
Yeah, and then
they just want to hang out with them. He's got like five or six girls for the pictures, for the gram, for the whatever, and that's what they want to do. Now, I'm not saying this is the case, but she didn't cheat, Anthony. She didn't cheat.
She lied about flying across the country.
She didn't tell him. She didn't really lie. She didn't tell him.
If you're asking me if I'm going to break up with her, my answer is absolutely. I have one rule. If I ever find my girl backstage at a rap show, it's over on site. And my new rule, if you ever fly across the world without telling me, I'm going to break up with you too. Boom. Want to be a little old man sugar baby. Go do that. Let me know when Papa wants that sugar.
And there you go. Ladies, don't lie to your man if they're anything like DJ Automatic or Anthony A.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right. Music facts on this September 24th. Do we have any big birthdays today, Automatic?
We got Trinidad James celebrating his birthday.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring.
Only one hit, but a massive one at that.
Fun fact, we spent a whole week at South by Southwest together, and he is a really, really good basketball player.
Nice.
All right, we're going to start in 1991 because there's some iconic albums that came out on this day. So the first album is A Tribe Called Quest released their second album, The Low End Theory.
Back in the days on the boulevard I landed, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter. Yo,
so Check the Rhyme was the lead single. The album was mostly produced by Q-Tip, who him and Fife Dawg were the main rappers in A Tribe Called Quest. It took 4 years for this album to go platinum.
Why?
Because people didn't think that it was going to do well, so then the record label really never pushed it.
There was no internet back then. It wasn't like that. There was no way to stream stuff.
But now, Rolling Stone called it a hip-hop masterpiece. They said it's one of the top five hip-hop albums of all time. And I also want to say rest in peace to Fife Dawg. He passed a couple years ago. All right, now we're going to stay in 1991 because Nirvana releases their second album, Nevermind. So this is considered one of the most iconic albums of all time. It changed the sound of rock. It introduced the grunge sound to the world, really.
Well, I feel like what Nirvana did was when rock was really falling apart. I mean, it just sounded bad. They came in with this very gritty, this is how I feel sound, and it captured the way a lot of young people were feeling and couldn't find a way to express.
Well, it definitely captured a lot of people because it sold 30 million copies worldwide.
Wow.
And Jay-Z even mentioned Kurt Cobain and all the great things that Nirvana accomplished and said that at that time, grunge music and hip-hop were kind of fighting the same fight within the music industry. So.
Absolutely. R.I.P. Kurt Cobain.
All right, last we're going to 2013 when Drake releases his third album, Nothing Was the Same.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
So Drake is a humongous Tribe Called Quest fan. The reason why he released this album on this day is because Tribe Called Quest released The Low End Theory on this day.
He actually references Fife Dog in one of the songs.
This album debuted at number one with 658,000 records sold first week. It went 4 times platinum. It won a Grammy for Best Rap Album.
It's still one of my favorite Drake projects. I can listen to it from beginning to end, and I never get tired of it.
I think Tuscany Leather might be his greatest intro and one of the greatest intros in the history of hip-hop.
All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. You only get it right here on The Dana Cortez Show. Back with more in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We've all heard of Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, but did you know there was an Underground Railroad in Texas to Mexico? Oh. Let's talk about it. Hispanic Heritage Month. Hey, what's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
Whitey here, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so in the northern states, in the free states, during slavery time, if a slave escaped, they would return people to their owners.
Oh.
However, if slaves escaped to Mexico, Mexico would not.
Okay.
They got to go free 100%.
So that's why you got a lot of black Mexicans living in Juarez.
That's right. Mexicanos. Oh. There's a huge Afro-Latino population. They're Mexicanos. They're Mexican
citizens. I remember the first time I went to Juarez, I noticed that there was a lot of...
Well, yeah. And they've come from North Carolina, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas. They can all trace their roots back to United States slavery. And this got to be such a problem for these southern states that they approached Mexico to sign the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, compelling Mexico to return their property, which are human beings. And Mexico said, no.
Oh, there we go.
They said no. So I really want you to look this up. Again, it's the Texas Underground Railroad. It's something you're not going to learn in school. I think it's so important for us to learn our true history, even that which some are hoping is erased.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West being accused of cheating on wife Kim Kardashian, not recently, back when they were supposedly at their happiest. Ooh, this is some big news. We'll share that and, of course, more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
It's Mr. All Gold Everything, Trinidad James's birthday today.
All right, so let's start off. We talk about Saweetie. She continues to secure bag after bag. People are just, you know, so happy for her. She got the Mickey D's endorsement. She got the Crocs endorsement. And now she is hosting Netflix's upcoming comedy special called Sex Unzipped. It's described as funny, filthy, and furry, a celebration of sexual health and positivity. There are sexy time puppets on this show. I'm excited for her. I love her. She's such a real one.
Think about it. She graduated from college, and almost immediately, she's become a multimedia superstar. She's a rapper. She's now on television. Film's coming.
No,
she's doing
Otto,
fashion.
People in college said that she used to say, I'm going to be a rapper, and they'd laugh, and now they're like, damn, Saweetie's a rapper.
We had that conversation. Go to our YouTube and you can watch it.
All right, speaking of rappers, Cash Money CEO Baby claims he's paid Drake, Lil Wayne, and Nicki Minaj, his whole Young Money crew, this much money.
I gave Wayne about $400 to $500 million. Drake got about $500 million. And Nicki got about $300, $400 million out of my pocket. No cap. You don't believe me? Ask them.
That's a lot of dinero. That's a lot right there, but I believe it.
$1.2 billion, $1.3 billion, it sounds far-fetched, but when you think about it, Cash Money's been the most successful record label over the last decade. And then, you know, if you go back to 1999, Universal gave Cash Money $100 million back then.
Back then.
So they turned that $100 million into $1.2 billion. That is a return on your investment.
ROI, baby. Baby. All right, now let's get serious. Kanye West is being accused of cheating with Christina Milian. Now, this happened during a St. Pablo tour when most people thought that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were at their strongest. This was, you know, at the beginning of his meltdown, his public meltdown.
So I think this is what led to his meltdown, because people said this is when he started acting different. He approached the people that he was working with on tour backstage and told them that what a great night of sex he had just had with Christina Milian, and that he felt bad because Nick Cannon was his boy.
What?
He felt bad because Nick Cannon's his boy. He didn't feel bad that he's married. He didn't feel bad that he's got a wife and children. He felt bad because of his boy. I'm glad Kim K left. Period.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.